Okay, so have you ever like felt like you're just drowning in health information?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially these
It's
days.
like everywhere you turn, right?
Like everyone's a health expert.
Yeah, exactly. So today we are doing a deep dive into a course description that really stood out to me. It's called, get this, Terves Jayuteskunta TE3, which translates to health and society.
Okay.
And it's taught by someone named Jukka Sermonen.
Interesting. Health and society. So, like, what's the focus there? What makes this one unique?
Well, it's fascinating because it's not just about your individual choices about your health. It's looking at how society as a whole impacts our well-being.
Okay.
And they bring in all sorts of factors, things like social conditions, politics, even technology, all these things that, you might not think are directly related to health, but they actually play a huge role.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you think about things like, like those maps that show life expectancy based on your zip code.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like shocking how much variation there could be, even within like a single city.
It's wild, right?
Yeah.
So this course seems to really unpack all of that. Like one of the things they talk about is how socioeconomic factors come into play. So we're talking about income inequality, access to healthy food options, all
No.
these things that can have a huge impact on health outcomes.
It's true. And those are the things that I think oftentimes get overlooked.
Yeah.
People are so quick to say like, oh, just, eat healthy, get some exercise. But it's so much more complicated than that.
Way
So,
more complicated, right?
yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, this course doesn't shy away from that complexity, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
It even delves into the ethical dilemmas, like with new medical technologies and all the advancements that are
Oh,
happening.
now that is an area that I think I'm always kind of fascinated by because healthcare is just evolving at such a rapid pace.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, the ethical considerations, there's a new one every day, it seems.
Yeah. And it feels like it's just accelerating too, It's
Totally.
like every day there's something new to consider. Like
Absolutely.
we're constantly hearing about AI and medicine, gene editing, personalized treatments. It's really exciting,
Right.
but definitely raises a lot of questions about, who actually gets access to these advancements, and then how do we make sure that they benefit everyone?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like a huge
Well,
cone of equity.
exactly. Yeah.
And, speaking of access, I mean, one of the things that I thought was really interesting in this course description was the section on technology's role in shaping the future of healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
It made me think about, something like telehealth, for example,
Okay.
and how that, obviously has the potential to like really improve access for people in rural areas.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
then at the same time, you have to think about like if it's not implemented thoughtfully,
Right.
could it actually end up kind of exacerbating existing disparities,
Oh, that's such a good point because it's like just because we have the technology doesn't
Yeah.
mean it's automatically going to level the playing field. It's
Exactly.
not a magic solution.
Is no, not at all. And that's I think that's really where kind of having, this solid understanding of the social and the ethical implications of these technologies is so crucial.
Yeah.
Like, it's not enough to just be, developing all these new tools and these amazing treatments. We really need to understand how they're actually going to impact real people in the real world.
I'm with you 100%, 100%. And that kind of brings us back to the instructor for this course, Jukka Sormunen.
Okay.
Remember we were talking about like his background is in AI and learning.
Yeah, I was curious kind of what that brings to this.
Me too. And the more I think about it, the more it actually makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Because imagine like you're learning about health disparities, right? And
Mm-hmm.
then you could use AI to like simulate the impact of different interventions.
Yeah.
So say you wanted to see, okay, what if we opened a new community health center in this neighborhood? Or what if we expanded access to affordable housing? How would that actually affect things like childhood asthma rates or life expectancy
Guys.
in underserved communities?
Yeah, you could really see kind of the ripple effect of those decisions.
Exactly. So it's like instead of just, reading about these issues in a textbook, you're actually seeing the potential impact,
Right.
which is so powerful.
Absolutely. And it makes me think too, like maybe, given his expertise in AI and learning, I mean, maybe Juka's found all these cool ways to make even the kind of tougher topics in this course, like really engaging and accessible.
You know? Oh, yeah, totally.
Like maybe he's got like, you know, interactive data visualizations or simulations built right into the curriculum.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'd be like getting a glimpse into like the future of health education.
Right. Like, sign me up. Where do I enroll?
Right.
It really gets you thinking about the possibilities. It sounds like one of those courses that could really like shift your whole perspective.
Told you.
Not just on health, but on how everything's connected, you know?
Absolutely. Like, it all comes back to that, doesn't it? You can't separate health from all these other forces that are shaping our lives.
Exactly. It's like social factors, economic factors, the technology we're surrounded by.
Mm-hmm. It's all intertwined.
Totally. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here into Tevedas Jai Hitas Kunta TE3, what's your biggest takeaway from this whole thing? Like, what's really sticking with you?
I think for me, honestly, it's just the sheer potential of a course like this. Yeah. You know, it's not just about like memorizing a bunch of facts about health.
Right.
It's about really understanding like the systems at play and feeling like you have kind of the power to actually create change.
Yeah.
And I think whether you're, you know, someone who's going into healthcare or policy or tech or even just, you know, if you want to be a more informed citizen.
Right.
This kind of knowledge it's invaluable.
That's such a good point. It's like, instead of just feeling overwhelmed by how complex everything is.
Exactly.
This course is almost like it gives you the tools to actually analyze it, navigate it.
Yeah.
Maybe even influence it in a way.
100%. 100%. And I know for me, that's what always makes learning so exciting. That like feeling a possibility, you know, that you can take what you're learning and actually use it to make the world even just like a slightly better, healthier place.
Yeah, I love that. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, another deep dive down.
Yeah.
And honestly, feeling super inspired. So thanks for exploring this one with me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Always fascinating to kind of dive into these topics with you.
Awesome. Until next time, everyone, stay curious.